Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, the only question that more people want to know than is Lane Kiffin going to leave Ole Miss and go coach at LSU is how is Ryan Lambert doing in the duck blind? I can't help you with Lane Kiffin's decision, but I can find out what's going on in Ryan Lambert's blind. Let's join him now. Captain Ryan, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, buddy. Slow for me. Jake shot about 6 volleys already, but I'm a little slow today. It's been great all week, though. They smashed them all week. Then they say, okay, they're not going to fly too good. You come with us today, boss.
Well, don't be surprised. The reports I've been getting, and I witnessed it too, the birds have been flying a little later than usual for some reason.
Yeah, 8:30 sure after that. They feed, they get up and move around. So I'm going to be here when they do it.
I hear somebody panting. Is that one of your customers or is that Kinley?
That's both. That's Kinley today. I got Kinley today because I'm in a little boat today. My transmission went down yesterday on my boat, so I'm in a little boat today. So I only brought one dog. I usually have both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I recognized her voice. Anyway, what kind of birds have y'all been shooting, the species breakdown?
Everything, buddy. Mm-hmm. Very few divers, couple, but not many. You know, we're getting a few canvasbacks already, but that's going to get better and better as the season progresses. Lots of pintails. There's a flock of pintails right there. That's their little heart.
Let's see if you can whistle them in. There we go. Nice pintail call.
It went right by me like I wasn't even here.
You know, I was thinking about the other day when I was in the blind. We had a flock of teal that came in. It was a bunch of birds, and at the same moment, another separate flock came in, and they both kind of met in the middle right over the decoys. There were four of us in the blind, 12 shots. Oh, I was 11 because Michaela had an over and under. She only had 2 shots. We put 8 birds down. What's the most birds you ever put down out of one flock? That's the most I've ever seen and witnessed.
More than that. Where's the rest of
them? We got some shooting going on.
He's leaking oil. He can't take it much longer. And there he goes. Kinley, back.
Oh, boy. She did a dive there. She'd been waiting for that one. What kind of bird was that?
Teal, green-winged teal.
Oh, okay.
He hit it good, but it was going away from him, and it just kind of turned back toward the blind and leaked oil until it comes down.
Yeah. Well, getting back to that question, what was the most you ever knocked down at one volley?
I don't know, buddy. I tell you what, when we had John Best that day when them 400 pintails come over.
We should have had more.
Yeah, then we had a flock of green wings, about 250 that day we killed 13 out of.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of birds out of one flock.
I've killed 11 out of 11 greater Canadas out of a flock one time, just a whole flock. It was so weird because everybody shot simultaneously. Boom, boom, boom. And when you're looking for another bird and the whole sky was empty. It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, like, oh, I know that feeling on small flocks. But this is, you know, it's incredible because you would think everybody, most people are going to shoot at the same bird. But when you've only got 11 shots and eight birds hit the deck, people are shooting at different birds at different times, and that's unusual. Yeah,
you know, that was excellent. The thing about hunting with guys that know the game, and they got taken, they got shoot in their quadrant, that's so much important. You know, just you shoot the right, I'm going to start on the left, you start in the middle. You know, if you got guys that can do that, you can really do well. Or if you have Ed Sexton and you got 20 birds coming to decoys and he shoots one on the water. You hear me, Ed Sexton?
Ed likes a sure thing. Ed always did like a sure thing.
Brandon Patterson was coming in. Boom! I said, what the world? He said, it was right there.
Yeah, heck with everybody else in the world. Hey, we were talking about Bohemia Wildlife Management. Do you recall, refresh my memory, what happened? Why did that WMA go away?
Lack of use, and it was hard to manage, and they gave it back to the landowners, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
it was producing a lot of oil and gas revenue, and it was going to the Orleans Levee Board or the state, and it rightfully belonged to the landowners, and ended up getting it back, and the WMA went away.
Yeah, anything in Plaquemines Parish is subject to controversy, I promise.
Yep. Well, look, how many trips can you book? You got a bunch of guides down there, and if somebody wants to get in on what has been a surprisingly good season.
A tiny bit after Christmas, and really, that's the last day of the season, the 25th of January, I got some room.
Yeah, you got to watch those tides down there, huh? You got those negative tide dates.
We got a lot of days in January we can't hunt, but if I figure out the divers on the other side, in open water, then I'll go ahead and book those days. But I got to go out there and research it on the negative tides in December. And if I can kill them good, then I'll go ahead and book it.
Got it. Well, for people to find out, CajunFishingAdventures.com, give them that telephone number.
And it's 504-559-5111. But the fishing is special right now in the rivers. I thought it was going to go to 5. Now it's going to go down to a max 4-1, which won't hurt us. So that little surge go by, and then it says all the way to Christmas at 2-something. It's going to be the best fall fishing we've seen in a long time. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it makes for great blast and cast. Makes for a great opportunity. Keep Kenley busy. I hear she's getting nervous. So y'all go ahead and kill some birds, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, my friend. We'll see you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, we come back. Let's see, I got a message. Bohemia is private property. Yeah, it went back to the landowners. He says he manages it, whoever that was. All right, and also heard back from the worm, the $35 fire extinguisher. That was, they let him go buy a fire extinguisher and did not write him a ticket. Very nice of the Coast Guard. All right, we come back after this. We headed out west, Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, that is. He'll be back with a report from the duck blind right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.